This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists have a distorted view of the world. It is absolute insanity. And it never ceases to amaze me what they're willing to push on us. For example, there's a story about the Obamas. It's on cable. I think it's on HBO. Some sort of a documentary. I get that there are people out there who feel like there's a historic moment. There's been enough stuff made about them. But it's like, you know, the Obamas rise to victory. And it's funny because I personally believe they orchestrated to get Obama in because he was a foreign student and all this other stuff. But birthers, I don't care. It has nothing to do. I don't have a dog in that fight. He served as president, and that's that. But here's what I will tell you. If he is illegitimate and he was installed, and then I think what happened was they said, we could put anybody in. So they put in Joe Biden. I mean, that is the height of saying, I can do whatever I want to do. I'll put a monkey in the White House, which, for the record, they did. Joey Demento, America's first crackhead president. But even going further about these narratives, by the way, I would never watch the Obama thing. I was flipping through the channels and I heard Al Sharpton, well, you have to understand about Obama, what was going on. And I'll click. But I saw it. And you, if you have cable, I know you're seeing it. You know, you're seeing it. You probably aren't watching it. But what about this new Cinderella thing that's being pushed? Every time I'm on TV, especially if I'm on demand, they're just really advertising this new Cinderella. Cute girl that's, you know, I don't even know. She's probably famous, but I don't know her. But I do know the gay fairy godmother. He's gay, but they make him a transsexual. He's a transsexual cross-dresser, if you will, fairy godmother. And he's all, girl, what you doing crying over that over there? We're going to get you to that ball. And it's just the idea that if they don't hate what you've created, like a Dr. Seuss or an Aunt Jemima or an Uncle Ben's or whatever, the left is distorting it. You can't have a fairy godmother that's a woman. You got to have a fairy godmother that's a transsexual. Yeah, I don't have a problem with transsexuals. I don't. I feel sorry for people have heard me say this on this station. I feel sorry for people who have a distorted view of themselves because their mind doesn't meld with their body. I do. I don't mean it in a pity way, like, oh, those poor babies, you know, ooh, bless his heart. I don't mean it like that. I mean, I see myself for who I am. And here's the bigger thing I would say to it. I see myself for what I feel. Does that make sense? There's no distortion. I'm a guy. I'm into girls, you know, whatever. I like what I like. But here's what the thing. If you don't like what I like, I still see myself okay with it. So I realize society may not accept transsexualism or LGBT, whatever, and they struggle because they have this problem saying, you won't accept who I am, so it makes me not accept who I am, and I struggle. I get it, but that's not my problem. I know it sounds, well, Kevin, when people were gay back in the day, they couldn't do this or that. No, there were gays back in the day who were openly gay, and they didn't give a crap. There were black people back. Let me tell you something. Jack Johnson, the world heavyweight champion, first black heavyweight champion, he didn't give a crap what you thought about his blackness. He carried it like a badge of honor, like, shoot, give me a white woman to date. See, that's the difference. is we're so caught up in, oh man, the lack of this, lack of that. There are people out there who were trendsetters who said, I don't care what you think. There are women out there who said, what? You tell me I got to get married before I have sex? Whatever the conventions were of the time, there were people strong enough to say, I don't give a crap. And you know what leftism is? It's weakness. That's all it is. It's the inability to say, this is who I am, I don't give a crap. Let me tell you something. As a very, very strong guy, a total alpha male with all the kinds of toxic masculinity, I will tell you right now, you better be ready to strap it on when you go out there and represent yourself the way I do. I'm not trying to give myself any more credit than anybody else. I'm just saying you better be ready to strap it on because people are going to come after you. And you know what I say to them? Screw you. Kevin, you, if you did this, you could make more money. Kevin, if you did this, whatever. Let me tell you something. If it was about money, I know how to make it. I know how to toe the line. But I have friends that can count on me, and I can count on them. They know exactly who I am. And I'm fortunate. I have more true friends in this lifetime than most people would have in 10. So screw it. What I'm getting at, folks, is believe who you are. So let me go back and kind of do an advertisement for why we do what we do. The Flick Fest is an example. You got this Obama drivel on TV. You got Cinderella completely being bastardized. And I'm saying to you, how do we change that? I started it. I made a documentary that told the truth about policing. I started theflickfest.com. The same way I started a social media site that I eventually had to dump. I'm not dumping the Flick Fest, but the point is, if you want to solve the problem, you got to get in the game. I'll put it another way. If I started the Flick Fest, you hear my voice, if I started the Flick Fest to counter rightism, you know, conservatism, and I was on the left, I'd be... Netflix would be compete, like, it would be the battle is on between the Flick Fest and Netflix. Because they would be supporting it. Look, guys, every day we wake up and we look at ways to market and this messaging that we do as a team. Let me tell you something. It's up to you. I don't care. I have a guy who wrote me later. He says, Kevin, I don't care if I ever watch a movie on the Flick Fest. I'm on it. I'll be on it until I die because I support what you're doing. I'm just telling you, these messages are hitting us and your kids every single day. And you feel helpless, but you're not helpless. People are throwing you lifelines like me. Is it going to make me money eventually? You're doggone right it is. But how am I going to use it? Am I going to use it against you or am I going to use it for you? You know the answer. People should be bucking up. So go get on to flickfest.com and watch some really cool independent films. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Now, we have just concluded the largest air evacuation of civilians in American history. It was heroic. It was historic.
That was Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin of this crooked, illegal administration. Spiking the football like Joey Demento, essentially bragging about the historic efforts of the sodomy that occurred of America for the world to see. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I said earlier, left have a distorted, crazy view of the world, distorted beyond belief. They want you to believe we got out of there and this was amazing. Look at what President Biden accomplished. Yeah, that's if in a bizarro world, you could brag about that. But in the real world, there's nothing to brag about here. They talk about the number of people they got out and all these other things. They don't want to tell you the damage that's been done. They changed the way everybody must think about leftist leadership. And the ripple effect of this fiasco will last years, decades. What they did to Americans and other Afghanis who helped us is scandalous. And I'm not using that word like, oh, it's a horrible, it's terrible. No, it's scandalous. If you think that Afghanistan had a dramatic change over the past couple of weeks, I want you to think about what's happened to America over the past few months. And in the first hour, we played clip after clip of Joe Biden. We knew who he was. He didn't fool us, and he didn't even fool them. I keep coming back to this sad realization, folks. Joe Biden is the best the leftists had. Out of the litany of fools that they had running against this clown, they couldn't pick anybody better. I want you to consider that as you listen to my words today. Who do you think would Buttigieg have done better? Would Kamala Harris have done better? Would Elizabeth Warren have done better? Would Andrew Yang have done better? Who could they put in this Cory Booker? They had nobody. They had to pick a demented clown, a guy who's got no record of achievement in his entire life other than, you know, snowing people with what? Pathological lies. And now, look at where we are. And we can talk about, I mean, Afghanistan's in a horrible position. I would hate to be any of the people trapped. You ask Ned Price, spokesperson for the State Department, another lunatic, the leftist. Can you give us an account of have any more Americans escaped? I can't answer that question right now. I really don't know. You have the clip?
Yes. Do you have a number for have any Americans gotten out since that last flight?
I don't have data to provide on that front.
No data. No science. Where's the science, man? That's what they always talk about. The science. It's a scandal. This is a scandal on so many levels. It's a scandal on what they abandoned from the previous administration and the true exit strategy. It's a scandal that they actually tried to blame Trump for it. It's a scandal in not knowing, having a head count of, at the very least, of Americans.
We estimate.
You estimate? What, you can't count high enough? They don't, what, there isn't enough data? Let me ask you, do you think that the Walmart in your neighborhood knows how many employees work there? It's a big, big company. Do you think that the regional manager of Walmart in a city or a state, whether it's, I don't know if, you know, if they have regional managers or, you know, whatever types, but do you think the regional manager that handles, you know, the state where you live for Walmart knows how many employees he has? Do you think Walmart knows how many employees it has? I'm going to tell you from working with large corporations that they do occasionally make mistakes. They have what's called onboarding and offboarding. They do occasionally make mistakes. They'll keep paying somebody pension for a while, but it eventually gets caught. You don't even want to know about the government. There are people still getting checks. They have no idea. That's what Trump was there to fix. Trump said, we got 15 different divisions in the government, agencies in the government that do the same thing. Let's get rid of this redundancy. Let's do, he's on to us. He wants to be accountable. He wants to know how many employees we have and who's off pension. There are people in the government, I swear to you, they know the little tricks that you can keep fleecing the government. Over and over and over. I saw this thing on greed, and it was a group that found out that they could actually bilk the government in shipping charges because nobody looked. It could be something that weighed 100 pounds, and they'd say, well, the object cost, $1,500, but to ship it cost $3,000. And this company was feasting. They made $20 million, mostly in shipping, and they got greedy. That's the only way they got caught. How greedy do you have to get to where you've earned $20 million and it's under the radar? Let me tell you something about government. I've worked in government contracting for quite a few years. $20 million is a rounding error. It is. I got a contract once, and we were a $13.7 million company, and I sat in front of a GS-15 who could MIPR me funds, and he had given us a couple contracts that grew us up to about $20 million. He says, Kevin, if you guys keep performing, I'll get you a little deal. He goes, I'll up it a little bit. I'll get you a small deal. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he says, I got a deal. It's probably around $50 million. And it was all I could do to keep my jaw from dropping. And I was just sitting there shaking my head going, it'll be three times our company's revenue in what you think is a little deal. And when I tell you he thought of it as a little deal, I mean it was nothing. Nothing. He goes, we'll get you a little deal, then we'll up. He goes, what kind of contract vehicles do you have open? And I said, well, I've got some IDIQs and blah, blah, blah. He goes, see if you can open up a BOA or a BPA for $500 million and we'll get started. That's what I did. And $500 million to him was like taking me out for coffee. Trust me when I tell you this. I say all this just to alert you that the government is so big and it deals with money in such massive numbers that it doesn't even care. And Trump cared. Trump would have been accountable to every single person. We're going to get into the scandal of this. It comes from Just the News, John Solomon's website. But this is a scandal. People were intentionally left behind. And Biden's team is acting as if there's a reason to celebrate. There's no argument we needed to leave Afghanistan. But the way we got out, there's a big argument on how that happened.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials are asking the White House to push back the start of a planned COVID-19 booster campaign, at least for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. President Biden is in New Orleans, where he will assess the devastating impact of Hurricane Ida. His trip will include a briefing from local leaders. The president will also visit affected neighborhoods in La Paz before getting an aerial tour of other hard-hit regions of the city. He will end the day by holding a private meeting with community leaders in New Orleans. Before heading off to New Orleans, the president tried to put a positive spin on the latest monthly jobs report.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working.
The economy adding 235,000 jobs last month, well below expectations. USA Radio News. More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
Former President Trump is endorsing Herschel Walker in Georgia's U.S. Senate race. He officially backed the former Georgia Bulldog on Thursday, saying Walker embodies America first. Walker is looking to defeat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But at least the media is not bought in completely on this new narrative of historic departure from Afghanistan and what have you. If this is the way you try to act triumphant, wow, I would hate to see when you really know that you've lost. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Proud American, who happens to be black, but not that that matters, other than, I don't have a farmer's tan, right? I have a golfer's tan. Been out in this sun for a bit. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, 844-551-8255. And you should go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/store, see our merch, the things that we offer that can save you money for yourselves, particularly if you have a prescription drug. We have an issue right now in my house with a prescription drug that we've got to add to our woes. $500 a month is what they're charging us for this drug, and now we get it for $60. So, you know, go check it out. That we have a lot of things. Everything that we do, we've done. We experimented on ourselves, and we know it works. And we'll be rolling out some other things as well. Anyway, we're talking about Biden, a liar, and the media is at least not giving him slack. Now, I don't know how long this will last. I'm just letting you guys, I said it earlier, you had him hammering Biden at first, and now the Biden administration is trying to set a new narrative, and the media is pushing back. And it makes me wonder a little bit. But then some of them are starting to move back over. You know, Joy Reid made the comment, you know, you got to really look at this in the numbers. You know, he's evacuated 88,000 people. Well, now it's 120,000. It was the largest and historic evacuation, and we should be proud of ourselves. Forget that we killed a bunch of Marines, and we killed a bunch of civilians, and we left people behind, and I could go on. But here's Martha Raddatz of ABC giving a summary of the lies of what Biden said, the commitments that he claimed he was going to make. Here it is.
The evacuation occurred because the withdrawal they did not realize the Taliban would take over so quickly. They did not realize the Taliban would fall in 11 days, and that's why you ended up with this chaos. That's why you ended up with so many desperate people. Just on July 8th, the president was saying there's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. They were clinging to airplanes in those early days. He was touting the Afghan forces, saying, I trust the capacity of the Afghan military. The president said they were ready, they were prepared for this, but no one was prepared for 11 days for the Taliban to take over. The president also promising on July 8th that we can guarantee the safety of the interpreters. There are thousands of interpreters in Afghanistan right now who are desperate and frightened. And just about a month ago, he told our George Stephanopoulos that he would get all Americans out. They've gotten 90% of those out. And that 10% right now is scared and still does not know exactly how they're going to get out. David.
You see stories where they say Biden remains defiant in his, getting out of Afghanistan. We spent 20 years. We ended a 20-year war. That's what they keep telling. We ended the 20-year war. Like it was their idea. And they executed it to the finest of their ability. We told you it was going to be tough. We told you people would die. We told you this, that, and the other. And people are going, nah, that's not what you told us. The evacuation occurred because you underestimated your opponent. Kabul, she said the Taliban fell in 11 days, but Kabul fell in 11 days, essentially the country. It created chaos and desperate people, and Joe Biden on July 28th said, under no circumstances would Americans be lifted off of roofs, and she said, no, but we didn't realize they were going to be clinging to airplanes. It's worse. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not chuckling at the situation. I always empathize and put myself in the situation of the people stuck over there. And the level of desperation that you would have is just, I can't even measure it. And God forbid you're there with your family. You put your faith in the hands of a demented fool that somebody installed in office, and now your life and death depends on it? Man, you better become MacGyver fast. If you were goofing off over there, not learning the language, and I mean, not that there'd be anything over there to do, but if you were just goofing off, you're in big trouble right now if you're one of the people that got left behind. She goes on, she says, Biden said the Afghani military was prepared. They weren't. On July the 8th, Biden guaranteed the safety of interpreters. Where are they? Stuck? Being hunted down? Why would you want to hunt down an interpreter? These are people that are trying to build roads and bridges, and they left the infrastructure in place for whatever government was going to be there, and they had to translate. Holy cow, no wonder Americans only want to speak one language. At least that's what they tell you. That's another one of those fallacies. Americans are very multilingual. No, not your average Joe, but the melting pot that we are, the number of people that have come over here from other countries, what do you think they spoke? And then she goes on, about a month ago, Biden promised to get all Americans out. I'll tell you exactly what he said. We're not leaving until we have all Americans out of Afghanistan. You know what this email from, this a note that I got from John Solomon, it says, we are effing abandoning American citizens, said an Army colonel assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division. And he sent this in an encrypted message to a reporter. A group of Americans were abandoned at the Kabul airport, pleading for help as military officials told them they were finished with evacuations. We had them out there waving their passports, screaming, I'm American, is what this guy said to John Solomon on his podcast. People were turned away from the gate by our own army, says the former Special Forces soldier and war correspondent. And then they go on, they have the email. It is so painful to read these messages. And it was, I told you guys I had I met a guy, I was out hitting golf balls, and he was a former Air Force guy, worked in the clandestine agencies, and he said, Kevin, I got to tell you, man, a group of guys called me, we all wanted to go suit up. I mean, this guy's in his 60s now. He goes, we all wanted to suit up. And I thought, see, that's America. He didn't go, we all wanted to suit up and go get some white people. It was, let's go get these Americans. I can't even tell. Guys, it absolutely gives me a chill in a good way when I think about America and being having my passport. And when I would travel through all those countries with that blue passport, and the minute people see it, they're like, okay, America. Not anymore. Anyway, this U.S. Army colonel says, yes, we are effing abandoning American citizens. Most of our list are HVAFGs. And he says, hold on, don't leave your screen. How many AMCITs you got total? I don't know what all these acronyms are, but you can figure it out. He says, I'm on with the right guy right now, finally. Please be quick. And the colonel goes on to say, those ones take an act of God. And I don't know who he's talking about. But John Solomon wrote this. The stranded Americans eventually scattered to safe houses to avoid capture by the Taliban. And then Jan wrote that email to the Army major whose team abandoned the rescue effort. And here's what he says. You guys left American citizens at the gate of the Kabul airport. Three empty jets paid for by volunteers were waiting for them. You and I talked on the phone. I told you where they were, gave you the passport images and my email and phone number, and you left them behind. Great job saving yourselves. Probably get a lot of medals. Let me tell you what comes next. Joe Biden will bring in all these people, have a big dog and pony show at the White House, and talk about the bravery of these people, etc. Oh, it just irritates me. I love the military, but when these leftists say, and I want to thank our brave military men and women, I want to just go up and pop one of them in the nose. Because they don't care. Those brave military men and women that we talk about, they weren't represented there. The real military men and women would have done everything. They would have moved mountains to get those Americans out. But you know what this military does? They were worried about what's going to be the next fashionable uniform to wear. Or, are they LGBT? Or are they black? Because if they white people, shoot, we ain't getting them. We out of here. We up out. Got to go look at swatches for the next, LGBT compliant. Or, hey, don't forget, we all got to go through our sensitivity training. There's a lot more to discuss here, folks. This is scandalous. It's beyond that, because we went from stranded Americans to hostages.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Let me
I know there's been some reporting on this, so let me give you just a couple of examples, because now we can talk about this, of some of the ways that we work to get American citizens out. One, the most used method was the muster point, or what we called the muster point. The State Department would blast notifications through a variety of channels to American citizens, telling them to meet at a specific location, from which we would either bus them into the airport in convoys or escort people on foot. We offered multiple opportunities for each of these muster points at various times, each with multiple transits to the airport. The majority of American citizens who got out were evacuated exactly this way. We also talked people through one-on-one walking into the airport with State Department officials on the phone, on the other end of the phone the whole time, facilitating safe passage past checkpoints. This was incredibly labor-intensive, but effective at resolving problems on the ground, one by one, in challenging environments. In limited cases, and some of this was reported, where people were trapped or in immediate danger, U.S. security forces went beyond the wire, sometimes even a helicopter, to pick people up safely. We didn't talk about these much, these helo hops, at the time, because they were dangerous missions. We didn't want to create the expectation that we'd be sending a helicopter for everyone who wanted to leave Afghanistan. So I note those because I think it's important to understand the steps and the roles that our U.S. military on the ground took, far beyond just checking people off on a list at the gate, to ensure we could get American citizens, our Afghan partners, and others out.
They did all that, and people were left behind. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Wow. What didn't the Biden administration do? I mean, think about it. Muster points. I called them rally points earlier in another broadcast. They blasted notifications. They even told us we'd send them by text, email, fax, pager, Zoom, Microsoft Meeting, GoToMeeting. We did everything we could to get, and here's the key phrase, everybody listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, to get every American out who wanted to get out. If you're left there, how did you not get the notifications that we sent you in 15,000 different ways to meet us at the muster point, where we would bus you in convoys or we would escort you on foot? You had multiple opportunities to get out of there. Why didn't you? What was wrong with your cell phone or your sat phone or your smoke signals? How are you so out of the loop that you couldn't get there? Meanwhile, we get reports, and as I read this other guy, this Army guy saying, brought people to the gate. Here's what he said. Here's where we ended in the previous segment. While the helper group worked frantically to get Americans through the gate, members texted one another to say that they had seen National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN saying that neither he nor U.S. Central Command Chief General Kenneth McKenzie were told that Americans were abandoned. Hey, did they end up just taking off? One correspondent texts the helper group because the NSA just told Tapper that neither he nor McKenzie had heard anything about Americans being left at the gates. The correspondent noted that the private group heard differently from a lieutenant colonel. Given we had comms with an O5 on the ground, that means CENTCOM, C3, is crap, he used a different word, or someone is lying. According to the private rescue effort, the U.S. Army was told by the State Department not to rescue the Americans. We get them to the gate, and the U.S. Army completely fails this, saying, oh, we can't do it because the Department of State tells us we can't do it. This is what this guy reported on the ground. But Psaki says, no, man, we ain't leaving anybody behind. They wanted to leave. And she goes on, we even talked to them one-on-one. It was personnel intensive, but we talked to them one-on-one to get them through the checkpoints. And in limited cases, I love this part because this is the most telling. In limited cases, we went beyond the wire to rescue certain people with, quote, helo hops. See, they love to give you the terminology when they're telling you the lie. We did helo hops. Oh, they did helo hops. Well, who'd you go get? She says, we didn't announce it because we wanted it to be clear that we weren't going to get everybody that way. In other words, if we had to leave some people behind,
because we, you know, we're doing helo hops. Well, it would have put troops in harm's way, Kevin. You want to know what our troops are there for? To be put in harm's way. These are young men and women who sign up with the credo, we leave nobody behind. How many war movies have been made over this? Do you guys remember the movie Saving Private Ryan? You remember this? Where they send a squad of men to find one guy because his brothers had been killed, and they said, we don't want to kill off his entire family. So they ordered a group of people to go get him, and these guys are getting picked off. I mean, and a lot of them died, but Carpazzo or whatever, the dude played by the ball-headed hunky guy, he gets killed. Why? Because they want to save this guy. The ultimately Tom Hanks' character gets killed. Because he trusted one of the guys. And yeah, I could go on. But the point is, you go get him. Do you watch these movies? Next time Hollywood makes this movie, you can cry foul. That's BS. You must be talking about the Trump administration. Because the Biden administration will leave you behind. They got him to the gate. And the State Department said, leave him there. Wall Street Journal editorial board talked about this. They said that Biden was dishonest, defiant, and accusatory in his defense of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And they said this, Biden either actually believes that his actions were appropriate, or he is lying and shifting the blame. I'll leave you to decide, given that I did an entire hour on Biden lying. That's what Biden does. It's kind of like with the movie The Terminator, when Reese he gets Sarah Connor, and he's trying to protect her, and she's trying to get out of the car, and he goes, look, you can escape here, but he goes, this thing is here to kill you. That's what he does. He will not quit until you are dead. Well, Biden won't quit lying until he's dead. That's what he does. They said, neither one is reassuring about Mr. Biden's character, judgment, or most ominously, the long 3.5 years left in his presidency. The article also stated that Biden lied about his options. He said that his only two choices were full withdrawal or escalation. I want to play a clip of a journalist asking Psaki about this.
Consequences to every option. That is my point.
So Psaki wants you to believe that they chose the lesser of all the evils. They made the right decision. Wall Street Journal doesn't agree. They even said his advisors presented him with more moderate alternatives, but he was bent on withdrawal and quickly that he refused to adjust the military plan even as the Taliban made gains and the CIA warned that the Afghan government was likely to fall. This is from the Wall Street Journal. So then, I want you to understand the repercussions. They said, the decision to break the promise of not leaving Americans behind, according to this new ABC Ipsos poll, 84% of Americans think the U.S. troops should remain in country until all Americans are evacuated. 71% said they think that they should stay until all Afghans who helped the U.S. are evacuated as well. These numbers exist in a world where abandoned Americans have not yet been taken hostage, except for the one that the Taliban already had. This is where I'm reading this. And where videos have not yet surfaced of Afghan interpreters being rounded up and summarily executed. The former is a legitimate fear. The latter is a guarantee. Well, let me tell you what the former is in Americans as hostages. Every American who was left in Afghanistan is a hostage. And they were hostages before they left, but you could argue that they were just trapped. But they are officially hostages. They have no way out, and they are at the mercy of the Taliban. And you can bet Biden's going to try to figure out a way to pretend that he's gotten them out, and he's going to buy them out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.